you do? I just don't know. What is mocking God in your life? That is asking you, where is your God? Who will deliver you? The first song we sang, I am a conqueror. More than a conqueror. I have God by my side. Going round in a circle. Get to the same place. No moving forward. Our God makes wars to cease. Are you having problem with your sleep at night? I can't do without using tablet. Remember, he makes wars to cease. Nothing is impossible. Because he promises us, we will go, we will lay down and sleep because he's with us. And we will sleep. And our sleep will be sweet. Because he makes walls to cease. The Bible tells us, can the prey be taken from the mighty? Or the captives of a tyrant be rescued. For thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken, and the prey of the tyrant be rescued. For I will contend with those who contend with us. And he, our God, will save our children. He will make our oppressors eat their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with wine. What is that? That is challenging God in your life. The word of God stands forever. And our God stands by his word. He is not a man. Every evil pronouncement, every evil remark that anyone has been carrying all these years, if you believe, if you can come to the Lord this morning, say, come unto me. Come and have rest. Come and be delivered. Come, for I have something better for you. You are the lion and the lamb, the Son of God, the Father. Forever you will be in the same. You are the Lion and the Lamb, the Son of God, the Father. Forever you remain the same. Do you want God to make your walls easy? Are you ready? It's not your that man, that woman. It is principalities and powers. And they have been before most of us. All of us were born. And the Lord is telling you this morning, I make wars to cease. You want peace in your family? You want that wayward child to come back? Come to the Lord this morning, for he makes walls to cease. Is there anyone that is sick this morning? Maybe someone is in the hospital watching us, wants to see what we are doing here. I have good news for you. For he has healed lepers. He has healed cancer. He has healed high blood pressure. He has healed. What is that disease? Our God, the Lion and the Lamb, roar this morning and let your name be glorified. We are coming, we are calling people to come out and pray this morning. Whatever battle you brought here, I have confidence in God that I serve. Because he has done it for me. He did many things. His mercy upon me. When there is no one, he's always there. When I look back, I see him. I look here and there, I see him. So remember, our God make wars to cease. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. The Lord of hosts, the Almighty, Jehovah, we call unto you. All that are heavy laden that comes to you this morning, we ask for your mercy to lift away every burden. We ask for your mercy to bear that which no man can tell you, can tell us but you. We ask for your mercy to deliver, to heal wounds of many years. Baba. We ask for your mercy to touch everyone. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. And we say, Lord, remember, you make wars to cease. And any war that is brought to your feet this morning, war, battle, I ask you, I'm telling you now to cease. Because our God is here. The King of Glory is here to do mighty works. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord makes wars to cease. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. This is the last day, the last Sunday in the month of July. Hallelujah. And we are not just hearing the word. We want to act on that word. So any war that has gone on in your life, in your family, anything that the enemy has held against you, against anyone in your family, against anyone that you know, Mama Rachel read from Isaiah chapter 49, and I'm going to read that scripture. And as we read that scripture, we are going to pray this morning. We are standing together in agreement. The Bible says that whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound by our Father in heaven. That if two of us agree as touching anything, it doesn't matter what that anything is. The Bible says if we agree together, it shall be done for us. Are we in agreement that the war shall cease today? Are we in agreement that the enemy will bow today? Then it's time to pray. And I know there are some mothers that are coming. Today is Daughters of Zion. So the mothers are standing. I'm going to call on those that know you are supposed to be lead prayer. Come up, our mothers. We are going to pray this morning. And we are going to say every war has to come to an end. Cheryl, come. Pastor Grace Balmati. Dr. Busola, we are going to cry out today. Mama, come back. And we are going to say, no, we are not taking this anymore. As this month comes to an end, in the next 3 days, every battle has to come to an end. And it ends today. And we are taking authority as mothers. And we are saying, Lord, we are standing in the gap. He says in Isaiah 49 and verse 4, I'll read it, 24, I'll read it from the Message Bible. Make it simple. Can plunder be retrieved from a giant? Prisoners of war gotten back from a tyrant? Have you seen a tyrant holding somebody and there's no way? If any situation has held your life like that, he says, but God says, even if a giant grips the plunder and a tyrant holds my people prisoners, I am the one who is on your side. God says, I am the one who is on your side, defending your cause, rescuing your children. That's why we are standing as mothers. To say everyone was born of a woman and we are rescuing our children today. Amen? He says, and your enemies, crazed and desperate. Our enemies will become crazed and desperate. They will turn on themselves, killing each other in a frenzy of self-destruction. We are not talking about human beings. We are not saying any human being will kill themselves. We are saying that spirit that is behind that oppression, that is behind that war, today you will drown in the Red Sea. Then everyone will know that I, God, have saved you. I, the mighty one of Jacob. So we are going to call. If you need prayer for yourself or for anybody, or you just want to stand today and say, enough is enough. He will cause this war to cease today. Even as we celebrate the graduation of students, none of them will be held back. The enemy must let them go. They must go and take over the future that God has for them. Let's stand on our feet like mighty soldiers. It's the last Sunday of the month. And we want to say, God, enough is enough. Begin to speak with your lips. Open your mouth and say, God, this battle must come to an end. And if you need somebody to pray with you, just walk up here. We are not looking at anybody. We are not dealing with people. We are dealing with spirits. And mothers here, begin to pray. Pray over the congregation. Begin to make declarations. Every war must cease today. Every battle must come to an end today. Father, everything that has contended against our lives, against our families, against our children, against our marriages, against our health, against our finances, against our school, against our future, anything that has held us down, has held your children down, has held the church of God down, anything that has contended against Mount Zion Prayer Center,